Law is brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm, 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
If you are the principal heir in a will and you find that the provisions of that will are impractical, can the courts force you to carry out those provisions? That's the subject in the case of the Bird Lady's Legacy. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Deborah Martin was a 21-year-old sales girl in a downtown department store. She came from a large family, and money had always been tight. And because she had gone to work at the age of 16 to help support the family, she had never been able to finish high school. One day, Deborah received word that she was the principal heir in a will left by an aunt. She had inherited a huge old house, complete with spires and towers, but the will stated that the house could not be sold for 30 years. According to the will, Deborah was to live in an apartment in one of the towers, while an old friend of her aunt's was to occupy another room in the house, rent-free. The rest of the house was to be rented out, with the money going towards the education of four other nieces and nephews. At first, Deborah was ecstatic, but soon she found that the house was badly deteriorated and worth much less than she'd thought. So Deborah objected to the terms of the will, and the case went to court. Her attorney said that the provisions of the will should be set aside because it would take an excess of $200,000 to put the house into rentable condition, and if that amount were borrowed, there wouldn't be anything left for education. Furthermore, it would be very difficult to rent the house with an old friend in one room and Deborah in another. He suggested that the house be sold and the money be divided among those named in the will. The administrator's attorney said that the aunt's wishes should be carried out as stated in the will. The courts have a duty to interpret and carry out the terms of wills and trusts, and that they should not be able to wash their hands of that duty simply because certain parts of the will seem hard. How did the courts feel about Auntie's will? We'll find out in a moment.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
If you are the principal heir in a will and you find the provisions of that will are impractical, can the courts force you to carry out those provisions? Not when it is this impractical and profitless to do so. A Kentucky court decided that where the performance of a will's provisions becomes impossible, the courts will make adjustments. The aunt simply wanted her heirs to make money on the old house, but here the house would have cost the money, and the intent of the will would not have been carried out. So the house was ordered sold, and Deborah shared in the proceeds. It's a point of law.
Your point of law is brought to you today by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm, 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web. The time is 7:58.
Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates truly care about you and your family and our area's communities. So Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates offer homes to grow in. Marlon Brabeck and Don Peterson and Associates also offer new construction homes or a place to build a dream home to grow in. Call them today at 721-9700. It's where experience makes the difference.
Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town. Nebraska Cancer Specialists is the place where patients and their families are our community. A community where, despite the unique challenges of a pandemic, care and compassion don't take a break. We provide safe, convenient access to cancer treatment, clinical trials, genetic testing, and the latest research available. Get to know our community. Know us before and when you need us. Nebraska Cancer Specialists, NebraskaCancer.com.
98.9 and 1340 KHUB, Fremont. You're running with the big dog. Online at BigDogNow.com.
7:59, overcast, Chris. It is overcast.
I know.
Not clear, it's overcast.
Yeah, it's going to blow away, though. We'll